Hey Matt.
Hi.
Really interesting to see a teacher here. What sort of age range are you teaching?
I teach 11 to 19, so it's secondary. And I mean, I mostly teach music, but I teach media to sixth formers, and that's kind of what I've come on today.
Fantastic. So media A level, is that all right?
It's a BTEC. Quite a big course. It incorporates all sorts of things, sound editing, film editing, just all sorts of things.
So what sort of work are you hoping to be able to get the kids to do after coming along this course?
I mean, the kids do loads of different projects, but one thing we're really looking to build them is kind of documenting the process. So we've kind of started them off on blogging and that sort of thing. But it can be quite long-winded, you know, you do a session making a film or whatever, and then you go off and type a blog, and sometimes that's just not quick enough. And, you know, all the kids, they've got these amazing smartphones, but they just use them mainly to play games or take the odd photo or just talk to each other on, you know, BlackBerry Messenger or whatever. And it's a really good tool for creation. I want them to be able to realise that. And it's something that, you know, because it's so portable and so easy to use, if they're going to have to do a blog diary or anything, they can just capture it by a video on Vine or do an Instagram photo or even send a tweet. And we can use that as part of the process when we're marking the kids' work, showing them they've thought about the processes they're going through when, you know, creating something cool.
So do you find that a lot of the children that you're teaching find it easier or preferable to communicate using little bits of video, photographs, audio, rather than, you know, writing a whole blog post? Do they find that kind of stuff more natural? Or?
Eventually. I think when they start off, because, you know, we're the only subject in the school that does this kind of thing, where they're doing blogs and doing video blogs and recording their own voice. And I think there's certain boundaries that they have to overcome themselves. They're worried about what they sound like, what they look like. And it's quite foreign to them. So I think once they've gotten used to that, it becomes a lot more natural. We build it into all of our lessons. We take a bit of time at the end and say, just do a video blog or take some photos of what you've been doing or anything like that. And they get used to that process. And I think it's a lot more valuable. I mean, there's obviously scope to use that with special needs students, people who struggle with, you know, reading and writing. But even the more able students, there's certain challenges in that, in being able to articulate and being able to speak. And it gives them a lot of soft skills that they need in life, you know, being able to talk to people and communicate. And I just think there's a lot of value in that. So, yeah, I think they really do appreciate being able to use this technology.
What about resources? I had to borrow my wife's iPhone today, which is why it's got a little elephant with a balloon on it.
I like it.
What about children who don't necessarily have a smartphone and are unable to sort of join in on that, or do they just all have a smartphone essentially?
A lot of students have a smartphone. You have to be quite careful, because you don't want to be in a position where you're making kids feel bad because they haven't got the latest tech. So I mean, we do have in our department some iPads and things that they can use, but we've even got other technology. We've got like portable sound recorders.